You are listening to BensTorah.com.
I saw in the Pirates game, they didn't make it yet. You think they're celebrating Chris Yardley? That's a good mess to celebrate. After Matt and Tyra, and it's interesting. And the Yardley, you know what it says? They were standing on the Orion, the Koinem, with one of the three players, the Koinem carried the Orion, and they were standing on, like, the Yardley in the split, the Tyra. Oh, Anach, at the Chris Yardley was done with the Koyach HaTyra. No, with the Koyach HaTyra. So then it's easy. They're like, they celebrate. Talking about Chul, and anybody can do it. Moshe Rabbeinu did it before the Koyach HaTyra. Now, what I want to speak about is, idea that Pesach was before, obviously, before Matan Torah. When we celebrate Pesach, it was before Matan Torah. It's interesting to note that, you know, we're going to try to have this simcha, this Pesach. We're going to all try to be mitzvah. Some of us, it's very, very hard. I wanted to dedicate this year. My brother should have a four shlema. My brother Shlita was put on a respirator last night. My brother's NYU put on a respirator. And with Avni Kim, Aaron Avnab, and Brian Dola Levy, and Mitzvah Shem will have a refuah shlema. He's doing well on the respirator. And my brother told me a few weeks ago, you know, I'm not a young man. If I get sick, they may not have enough respirators for me, but Baruch Hashem. As my wife said, Baruch Hashem, there were enough for him. He's on a respirator doing well. We're optimistic, Rebbein Shalom. There's only one Rofei Cholis in Rebbein Shalom. So where was I getting to that? The Koyach HaTorah. Koyach HaTorah. It's easy why we don't celebrate Kriyas HaYardim. So I wanted to talk about Pesach. You know, it doesn't say Simcha in the Torah once by Pesach. If I'm not mistaken, every Yontif, the mitzvah is Simcha Yontif. If I'm not, Rabbi, who's the Bali Kriya? Amatim, right? By Pesach, I don't think it says twice by Sukkot and once by Shavuot, by Pesach, it doesn't say Simcha. But we're going to try to be the Simcha. We're going to all try to be the Simcha, whether we're having it alone, Baruch Hashem. Many of us have it with our spouses. Some people are going to be alone this Pesach. And they're going to try to be the Simcha. It's a mitzvah, Simcha Siyantif. Maybe easier. Human nature is it's easier to be Mitzvah and Tisha B'Av than have Simcha Siyantif. It's a bigger challenge sometimes to have Simcha. This year is challenging. So we all have our own challenges, and we have to be the Simcha. Now, so I want to talk about a little bit matzah and chametz and what Pesach represents. This in before Matan Torah. See, Pesach was before Matan Torah. And I would like to share with you that matzah. Everybody in this room, everybody knows that the word matzah and chametz is almost the same letters. There's one little difference. That the hay has an opening, the hay is open at the top, and the chet is closed. That's the only difference. He says that matzah, in Mispar Kot, now you have to follow a little bit. You don't need pens for this. It's easy gematria. Matzah in Mispar Kot is zeros. There's a gematria called Mispar Kot, and you leave out the zeros. So matzah is mem for tzadi 9, and hay is 18. That's
13.
I was 18. You don't have to be math for don't you get that. And 18 is chai. It's chai. Because matzah represents the Yetzer Oy, the Tzaddik, and his Chai, Chomei, Tzor. Tzor has no Vav. Tzor is 3. Aleph, Reish is 3. 1 and 2 is 6. That adds up to Mace. So at Tzaddik is Chai, the Shlach Kodesh says, the Gemara Bracha says, Tzaddik and Bimisazam Kriyam Chai. At Tzaddik, by definition, is alive, even when he's no more. A Russia is. This icy is gotten. This the gematria with mem daf is 6. Mem is 4. Mem is mess is 8. When mess is 8, one thing. I get it wrong. Sa'or, yeah, Sa'or is 8, right? Sa'or is 3. Aleph and Reish is only 6. So why did I get it? Sha'olav Shisha. It's my mace in his far cotton. So why does he say Shisha is mace, the miskar cotton, miskar cotton of mace should be eight? He says it's four. He says it's six. Okay, I apologize for the shlag kaddish. He says sa'ar, which I figured out is six, because you only have the three, the one, and the resh. Matria mess doesn't seem to work for me. Miskar cotton. But okay, when I read it, I thought it was so. Now I see it. I see he says it. Chomitz of mat. Now, everyone knows here, the sa'ar represents the yitzhar, the sa'ar. On chomitz, we got to get rid of the yitzhar. Only matzah. We got to get rid of the yitzhar. Pure matzah means no yitzhar involved. No, without the yitzhar. You have to serve Hashem without the yitzhar. We got to get rid of the yitzhar. No sa'ar, no chomitz in the house. We're being bayer the yitzhar. That's the avoid of Pesach. Get rid of the Yitzhar. Now rabbis say, you know, when Shavuos, there's a carbon mincha that's chametz. Well, it's the only carbon mincha the chametz is on Shavuos. And why is the chametz on Shavuos? I always explain. Because, Baras l'cha Yitzhara. I created a Yitzhara. Man has a Yitzhara. Man and women have a Yitzhara. Baras l'cha Torah Tavlin connect. The Torah is the antidote to the Yitzhara. So, on Shavuos, you can have chametz in your mincha. You can have chametz. Because the Torah gives you, allows you to have, enjoy this. If you study Torah, then you can conquer the Yetzirah. You don't have to be afraid of the Yetzirah. But on Pesach, where there's no Torah, so that's how I'm explaining, Rabbi. Pesach, which was before Matan Torah, we have to get rid of all the chametz. You can't have any chametz. So that's, so maybe you can answer the kasha of the Abarbanel on his pshat, the first of the four manishtanis. The first of the four manishtanis, Shabuchalas, Anahul Chabetsu Matzalai, the Kazakhul Master. Abarbanel says, the Karb Pesach is a carbon toida Hashem takes out of the Sakh. And this, in this morning's pasha, we learned about the carbon toida. So it says, a carbon toida, there's 40 chalas in every carbon taida. So this is the carbon taida that we have, Pitzis Mitzrayim. The first kash is, where's the chametz? Where's the chametz? The carbon taida has 40 chalas. 30 of them are matzah, and 10 of them are chametz. There are four kinds of chalas in the carbon taida. 40 chalas, four kinds. 10, 10, and 10, and 10. The first 30 are matzah. The 10 chametz. Learns means all year the carbon tide is chametz and matzah, but we're missing the chametz of the carbon tide. This is Chassam Sefer says it's a great kasha. I'll prove to you. You think it's strange that the carbon tide, that the matzah is representing the carbon tide? I'll bring a raya from Shulchan Aruch. It does. I wanted to say the Rama says that there's a minog to have to make the three matzahs we use at the Seder, to make them out of an Isarayim. An Isarayim, a tenth of an eighth, a 7.0. Isarayim is one tenth of an eighth, which is 7.2 lives. It's a lot. So why do you connect to the Isarayim? That's connected. It's the same Isarin that you use for the, it's a minug, it says. We don't have this minug. There was a minug to make it out of an Isarin. I think it's an Isarin that you use for the carbon tide for 30 chalas. So you see that they're connected. So where's the chametz? So I answer. This is my answer, because all year you bring a carbon tide, you have chametz or matzah. That's after Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, you can have chametz or matzah. After Matan Torah. Then you can, the Yetzirah can be under control. You don't have to be a pachad of the Yetzirah. But before Matan Torah, by the ness of before Matan Torah, so that carbon tide of the carbon tide in Mitzrayim can't have any chametz. There can't be any chametz in that carbon tide because it has to. These are not minchas. The 40 chalas are not minchas. They're chalas. But you can't have chametz. Because chametz represents Yetzirah. And before Matan Torah, there was nothing yet to control the Yetzirah. So that's why in Pesach, everything is free of the eighth hour, I want to share with you. I thought was amazing part of the Kadesh Urchas. You know, we have those that everyone knows that Nigin Kadesh Urchas Karpas Yachet Smag Mishnah. You know that Kadesh Urchas. So the Shlach Kadesh has a very interesting shot in this Nigin, this little thing we say that we speak out of before the Seder, Kadesh, Urchatz, Karpas. So we know what that is. Kiddush, we wash our hands, and then we eat the Karpas. Kadesh, Urchatz, Karpas. The Shlach Kadesh has another twist. He's going to learn, and it's connected to what we're talking about, the Yitzhar. This is how the Shlach Kadesh learns. Kadesh. So we say it means Kiddush. He says, Kadesh Atzmecha B'mutala. The person has to draw fences and not give it into all his lusts and desires. Kadesh Atzmecha B'mutala. Kadesh indeed. You should even Kadesh yourself, even things that are permissible. We only have Galat Kosher, Mahadrim and Amahadrim. But that doesn't mean we have to give in to all of our desires. Kadesh Atzmecha B'mutala. That's how we learn to cut. Then he says, Rachas. Wash your hands, it's tshuva. And besides that, we have to do tshuva for our sins. B'chotz, get rid of our tumah. So again, it's telling me this is avoid on Pesach, Kadesh. Kadesh atzcha b'mutalach. It's interesting that on Pesach we eat matzah, all year challah. Challah is sa'or, makes it delicious. What makes the bread delicious is the sa'or shebe'isa. That's what makes it delicious. And Pesach, we say Kadesh. Kadesh Atzmecha B'mutalach. I heard a story today. Person, say his name or not say his name, his parents or grandparents were hiding in a barn about 28 months during the Holocaust. They're in a barn. And the guy made a cheshbon. And he said he was Purim, he cheshbon from the months, and he was Pesach coming. And he didn't want to eat chametz on Pesach, so he told the goyim, carving the barn and bringing them food, to bring them only eggs and potatoes for the next 8 days. So the guy said, I'm going to only eat eggs and potatoes for the next 8 days. The goyim were giving them, supplying them food, hiding from the Nazis. Then afterwards, after what he thought was Pesach, I don't remember how he found out. Somebody told him there was two others this year. It wasn't Pesach. He got it a month early because he only had been one other. He didn't know it was a two other year. So you know what he did? He celebrated the next month another Pesach, eggs and potatoes. That's what he had for Pesach. So I'm thinking to myself, you know, Tzaddik. He survived, his son lives here in Lawrence. So this is Yidden. Kadosh Atzmecha B'mutalach. Baruch Hashem, we used to on Pesach having everything that we want. We can get everything and to eat. Now, what's the life? The mitzvah of Simchas Yantiv. Doesn't say Simcha by Pesach, but there is a mitzvah of Simchas Yantiv and Kol HaKavod. But he starts Kadosh Atzmecha B'mutalach. Rachatz means do tshuva for your sins. That's what he learns. Now, what's karpas? Most interesting. Karpas. That's the little vegetable that we eat before the meal. Karpas. Now, why karpas? You can use any vegetable. Why did they pick karpas? Because he says you should share your food with a poor person. Karpas, he says, kaf resh. Kaf, your palm. Raise to a poor person. The Mali Kaf Bali Raj Vahani. Karpas. Chaf means your palm. Stretch out your palm to the Ani. Kar Chaf Resh. Now he says Bas. You know the Gemara says in Baba Bas, Rabbi Sai. If you give charity to an Ani, you're blessed with 6 brachas. If you mafias him, if you speak nice to him, you get 11 brachas. And believe me, Rabbi Yisai, because of your generosity, many aniyim come to my door. And I noticed it's more important to me to fire them, to cheer them up and give them warmth and love than the money. The money comes in handy. We try to help them as best as we can, and with the help of the Olam, I often help them well, but more than the financial help is the pios, the pas, car pas. So, Pesamach, car pas, chav resh. Pesamach means with your mouth, hold them up. Pas means mefayis, it's even better. So look at car pas, rabbis. Anuksh, shtat and car pas. Car means, so we're learning shtat and car means, you should car pas chafresh mal chaf al resh ba'ani chafresh of the letters chaf is your calf, your palm, resh means an ani, a rush. In Aramaic, a rush is an ani. So car pas, and that's car, and the pas means pesamach, the letters chaf resh pesamach, with your mouth. Help lean, give him chizuk. Pesamach. It's interesting, the word pas means the faye, so it all fits. So, that's how he learns kar pas. Want to be zoicham pesach? Start off with kedusha. Then you go to the level of tshuva, of washing off all your sins. And kar pas, besides eating your little vegetable, so you give him, you give the ani, help the ani, more important than helping him. You should give him encouragement by Pesamach. Okay. And he says, what do I have? I'm not a rich fellow. What can I give the ani? He says, that's yachatz. Yachatz means you break the matzah. So he says, whatever you give, you share your matzah. Whatever you have, you're a poor man, you have matzah, share your matzah with the ani. Yachatz. Zeu yachatz, we say yachatz means to break the middle matzah and put away a piece for afikoyman. He learns in his pilpul that yachatz means to divide the bread. I don't have any too much to give to an ani. But what you have is you give a share to the ani.
Why do you ask?
Next.
Don't worry about it. Your goal is to...
Magid rachza. Magid. So what's Magid mean? Hagod. Rachza is the tells you died for the Suda. He says, Magid rachza means that you tell the people to wash themselves from the sins. It's not enough that you do it. Magid rachza means, Magid, you should tell, announce, rachza la. You should announce to people it's time to do tshuva for our aveiros. Tshuva do sev yeshuv gamar Hashem. So that's what he says. Magid, that Magid Rachza, he's learning in his ideas that Magid Rachza, because he learns Kaddish Urchatz. Rachza means Magid Rachza. You should inspire others to do tshuva for their sins. Maitzi Matzah. What does Maitzi Matzah mean? Matzah means the Yitzhak Daif. It pulls out the Yitzhak Daif. Maitzi Matzah. If you do all this, if you do tshuva for your sins, and you mekadish yourself, so it's mighty matzah, it's the Yetzer Tov, you pull out of the Yetzer Hara, becomes full strength, the Yetzer Tov, mighty matzah, means you take the matzah, remember the matzah represents the Yetzer Tov, and it's mighty matzah by following this agenda.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
See, I think I mentioned it, but it's Kedai to mention it again. He mentions it twice. That why is there hay a space between the leg of the hay and the roof of the hay? You know why there's a space there? So tshuva, the Gemara says in Shabbos, if you sin, you can go back in. There's an opening on the top of the hay, because the Gemara says it's in Shabbos. And it lay much later in Shabbos. If a person falls out, we leave a little opening, it's a space that he can get back in. The ches is sealed. He can't get back in. Since that's when a person sinned too much, but he can't even do tshuva, like the Rambam says. So that's the Moitzi Matzah. You still hope that you can be Moitzi the Yetzer Tov, and the Yetzer Tov will be Gvura. Now, Morar. Then you go, Samor, Yetzer Ra. The Morar, the Moitzi Matzah. Morar, the Yetzer Ra. Now what's the eighth place of the Yetzer Hara? Mara is the Yetzer Hara, bitter. Remember, We serve Hashem b'cholavav chav yitzv tov and yitzhara. We also serve Hashem with the yitzv tov and the yitzhara. I once heard a gadol say, if not for yitzhara, he wouldn't have been a gadol. I don't like to say who said it because it's not, you know, it doesn't sound so great. But you can say it on yourself. He said his yitzhara to be, I guess, Adam Gadol. Maybe it was his, you know, greatness, to achieve greatness. So he was able to conquer his yitzhara. We use the Yetzara to serve Hashem sometimes. So he says, that's the Maror. With the Maror means we serve Hashem also with the Maror. Yeah, so he says, that's what he calls Kairach. I'm sorry. That was a little early. Kairach. Maror. Kairach. Kairach means you bound together the Matz and the Mar. And you serve Hashem with the Yetzara Toiv. And the Yetzara. That's how he learns Kairach. The Maror is the Yetzara. Maror represents the Yetzara. Kairach represents serving Hashem with the Yetzara. Shulchan Aruch. Then you'll have Gan Eden. If you follow this recipe, Kadesh Urchatz Karpas, Yachatz. If you follow Kadesh Urchatz Karpas, follow this recipe, giving tzedakah, encouraging everybody else, and all this recipe, then Shulchan Oirech, then you'll have a Shulchan Olam Haba. And Hallel, Lava Havel Shacheres, and wonders. Then you'll have Hallel, the singing, the Sitna Olam Haba, and praise Hashem. This is the Hallel. You know, this week's morning parsha, we read about Trumas Hadesh. Trumas Hadesh. So I heard two words about the Trumas Hadesh, which is, I think, very appropriate for our time. From the Chassam Sofer. From the Chassam
Sofer says, and Rav Daniel Kelly. My wife kept on telling me, you got to hear what Rav Daniel said about the Trumas Hadesh. He didn't say too much, but if it's from Rav Daniel, you know that it's good. He spoke about the Trumas, and then I heard this evening from another Trumas, Chassam Sofer, about the Trumas Hadesh. You know what Trumas Hadesh is? Every day, there's ashes on the Mizbech. Every day, there's ashes on the Mizbech. The first mitzvah of the day is you take the old ashes off. It's Trumas Hadeshin, means you lift off Deshin's ashes. We met some Heilig Afray, wonderful, wonderful tzaddikas. We visited today. Maybe don't worry, Rabbi said we didn't visit. We just waved from the front of the house. And she said she didn't know what Deshin means. So we were able to tell it means ashes. And every morning, Trumas Hadeshin, we take off ashes. There's a mitzvah to take off the ashes. So it says Saf. It says in the beginning of Parshat Saf, Bimachaz. So the Chassam Sofer says that something's, it's not such a chashuv mitzvah. Trumas Hadeshin, it's a shail if you need big day kuna. It's not a very chashuv avodah. And it's something you do every day. See, so you have to be machazit. Something we do every day. You know, things we took for granted, like going to shul. Things we took for granted every day, suddenly taken away from us. Are we going to appreciate it? So that's what we were thinking of the tzav, of zeros, the diaries, the things. It's not so, but I shouldn't say going to shul is not an important thing, chas v'shalom. But anything that we do all the time, via ekev tishmon, you know, it becomes routine that we don't appreciate. The question is, will we appreciate the rest of our lives with this when this catastrophe, when this nightmare ends, we'll have mitzvah shema go back to shul. Will we appreciate it? Till now, we didn't appreciate it. Of course, you have a shul, you got a shul. You have to appreciate this. What the Chassam Sofer says, Sav. You need a special zeros when something happens every day. It's not really so earth shattering to appreciate it. So we have to appreciate all so many things that we took for granted that are taken away from us. Maybe the lesson is that we should appreciate it. Rav Daniel Shlita, he said, very similar to the Chassam Sofer. My son, I heard over from my son, he said that, you know, the ashes could represent, you know, things that are not so pleasant. The ashes, burned in the fire, the ashes. So every day we clean ourselves off from the ashes and we go on. We just keep on going on. The koyach, the strength that a yid has to keep on going on. This is Uri, it's great to see Uri. I don't see Uri. I don't see a picture. Well, here's Uri. One of my closest, dearest Talmidim is on tonight. So I just want to recognize him. Everyone here is dear tonight. The other, at least 25 people from the Beis Medrash, but Uri is a special chaviv. So great to see you, Uri. Thank you for putting your picture on. But I had you in my head, the picture of you in my head anyway. So, Daniel said the Tumas Hadeshim means that what happened, we have to get over, we have to go on. The Yid is a koyach, even though Nebuch, some families have had tremendous losses. Some families hit home because even in our Kehillah, we have one of our people sitting Shiva, lost the tzaddik. Somebody had dashed in our shul, and the Nifta, many of you may remember, heard him inspiring, one of the inspiring speakers of the generation, Dahan, Abdahan, Zichrona Levracha, Znifter from the Smachla, and everyone. So Reb Daniel said, the Tumas Hadeshin teaches us that you always have to go on. Clean up, get rid of what happened, and this should go on. This is a kayach that we have to learn, and in all difficult situations, so many people have difficulties in this matzav, whether it's health or parnoso, so many, and the fact that so many people are alone, you know, even my wife and I, since we never had a Seder alone, I told my wife, you better study the Manishtana. We never had a Pesach Seder alone. So it's not sad at all. I had a young couple, that just married, and having the first Seder together, I said, they're thrilled, beautiful, Chas and Kala. When we were Chas and Kalas, of course, we went to our parents. We never celebrated a Seder alone. But so this Chas v'Shalom, I don't mean this as something sad or tragic at all, but it's different. As they will manage Tana Laila, for everybody, this Pesach is going to be different. But we have to learn how to accept what happened. We accept what Rebbe Hashem's done. We accept it. We know it's Yad Hashem. We know that we're in the hands of Hashem. And my brothers on the Zangezund in the hands of Hashem. We know that we're in the hands of Hashem. You know, it's very strange. It's hard to even figure out. You know, the doctors, they all say, we heard the head of the American Health, he said that, you know, makes the rules, the virus makes the rules. They don't know anything. The doctor told me today, I met somebody, his brother's been helping me, a pulmonologist in LRJ. He said, we don't know anything. They're just trying to figure it out. The head of the Department of Health said that the virus makes the rules. They don't know the rules. They don't know what cures it. They don't know when it's going to go away, they sort of know how it came, maybe, but they don't know exactly the study. And we don't know too much. We just know that we have to be careful. But we also know that Hashem runs the world. I quote the Or Sameach. Some people quote it from other people. I heard it from the Or Sameach in World War I. My wife always quotes 100 years ago in 1918 was that flu that killed Chas v'Shalom, the Spanish flu killed 20 million people. A tremendous flu in 1918, 100 years ago. But World War I, the Meshech Chochma Rebbe Simcha said, every bullet has its address. Every bullet has its address. Every micro has its address. That's what I say. Of course, we have to be careful. We always have to be careful. That's incumbent upon us to be careful, not to be reckless, Chas v'Shalom. But we have to remember that every bullet has its address. Rebbe Hashem is running the world. Rebbe Hashem is running the world. Of course, especially elder people. I see Mark there, and I think about his Heilige Tata, Moshe, who missed the wedding. They were so careful, and I don't say I agreed. I don't. When my father was dying, and the doctor, he had a grandchild getting married, and the doctor said, don't take him to the wedding. And I didn't listen. I think I told you this, Mark, because I said, the Rebbe Hashem kept my father alive. His grandchild is, I don't know if I told you this, Mom. I'm taking him to the wedding. And I took the achrayus. I brought a bed. I brought my father in my van. He was lying down. And I brought him to bed. It was the last time all his siblings were together. It was an amazing experience. But so I'm not saying you have to be reckless. Sometimes I get a little, I think I know more as I try. I just felt that I something that I had to do, emotional thing. Vada, we have to watch the elderly people, you know, the elderly people to keep them safe. Of course. But we must remember, we come in with simcha. We must remember to be in simcha and realize that Hashem runs the world. That we, you know, that's one thing we learned from this, that Hashem runs the world. Here, everyone thought we're making Pesach and we're making hotels and we're going away and we're going there. And Rav Hashem said, stop. Now we know this is what we learned from Pesach. I want to end. I sort of went over because it's supposed to be from 9 to 10. It took us 20 minutes to get started. I appreciate those of you that persevered and got on. We don't know.
I persevered, but I was late. I apologize.
Okay,
Josh. I tried to get in. It was Gefella.
Tomorrow night, extra. Tomorrow morning, Daf is from 8 to 9.
I was late also.
Tomorrow is at 8. Tomorrow we're learning at 8.
See, when somebody comes, the Olam knows who comes to my shiur, when somebody comes late, see, that's at Sidkus. If somebody comes the last 5 minutes, I say, look how he's machshiv Torah. He comes for 5 minutes. So I look at it when you come late as a greater compliment, as a greater thing than when you come on time. Sometimes.
So, it's actually early, but I couldn't get the password, so therefore I was late.
Yeah, I know.
What time are we learning tomorrow? 8?
8. 8 to 9:15. Let's go an extra 15. We're a little behind because we didn't learn tonight because of this year. I wanted to add everything's Hashem. Well, so much in my mind, I can go on all night. But I was thinking about everything being Biyad Hashem. And we know that Hashem runs the world, everything's Biyad Hashem. So I saw like an interesting vart about the three advisors of Paro. Paro had three advisors. Three advisors, everyone knows who they are. Bilam, Oiv, and Yisra. He had three advisors, Paro. Bilam told him, get rid of the Jews. Bilam told him, he gave him all the bad advice. Get rid of the Jews. Eiv, he was silent. He was shoysik, he was silent. He suffered tremendously, the Chazal say, because sometimes you can't be silent. You have to speak up. And Yisra was Baruch. Seems Yisrael was Baruch later. It wasn't Baruch right away, Yisrael. It seems that, see, the Rebbe says that he didn't run away right away. Later on, he ran away. So, you know what? Yet my Rebbe says, God runs the world. He says, Bilam shouldn't have advised to get rid of the Jews. He says, Bilam is a man. He could just, Bilam is a balgaiva. He can take care of anybody. What is he telling Paro to make all these decrees against the Jews? It doesn't make sense. You know what made him think that way? Rebosha. It's against his nature. And Eoif. The Gemara compares him to Avraham Avinu. You know, it's a machlekes in sight. I just said yesterday or today, if it was Ovi Meira Miava. And Eoif was the tzaddik Adar, that the Sutton thought that maybe Hashem is going to abandon Klaisor and go after Eoif. And he shows. Where's this tzaddik? This Abbas Hashem, he's shaysik. Here, have the Hitler, the old Hitler, saying we have to get rid of the Jews, and the tzaddik Eiv is shaysik. The Teretz says, the Rebbeinu Shlom, he got punished for it, but the Rebbeinu Shlom and Yisro also, it says he ran away and he got big schar for that, but it seems that he was part of the committee. So we see here that the Rebbeinu Shlom controls people's, we say the rebellion controls the world. And somebody always says, Donald Trump may have been good for the Jews, good for Israel. But remember who it is. Who causes Donald Trump to think it? Rebellion Shem runs the world. If we didn't learn anything from this machlo, from Pesach, is that the rebellion Shem runs the world. And the word I wanted to end with is the four Shinuyim. Is a manishtana. We ask the four Shinuyim as a knight. And then we say, Avodim Yisrael B'yod Chazak, he took us out with miracles. So I saw a pshat that the child says, it's unusual what I'm doing tonight. Before we do all these strange things. The Gemara says that somebody pulled away the table, you have the minute before you make a motzi, you push away the chalas. So the kid says, we didn't eat yet, you push away the table. The Ikam Anishtan is that we're doing shinuyim. We're doing strange things tonight. So why are we doing all these strange things? Why are we saying that? Because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim b'yod chazaka. You know, yod chazaka means miracles. Now, Hashem created the world with a nature. When Hashem does a miracle, he's going out of his normal habit. Nature is that ocean, that yams don't split and water doesn't turn into blood. This is all supernatural stuff. And we know that Hashem, Kaviyachal, doesn't like to perform. Hashem is not into making these. Hashem changed his behavior for Klal Yisrael. So now I want you to think this is a new pshat in the Arba Kushas. We say we behave differently tonight. Tonight we're behaving differently. We're reclining, we're eating mara, we're doing all these differences. And the ikar is that because the Rebbe Yisrael B'yod Chazakah, those are the key words, Avodah Mayim. I used to, what's the answer? What's the question? What's the answer? So here's a new pshat. The new pshat is that we're behaving differently because Rebbe Yisrael behaved differently when he took us out of Israel. He took us out B'yod Chazakah. And Yod Chazakah means a miraculous way. Russian could have made Paro think, let's just let them go. You know, the psychologists, one of the eco things they study in psychology, how did Paro refuse, you know, so many times? Didn't he get it? You know, 10 Makkas, the whole nation's, and he's, no, don't let them go. So it says in Chumash, after five of them, he hardened his heart. He hardened his heart. The Rambam learns from there that a person sins so much that he doesn't not able to do tshuva. The Rambam learns from Pharaoh that a person sins, so Hashem hardens, made him. Because Hashem controls what we're doing. Like Hashem controls it. Well, normally Hashem, we have Bechira, the mitzvah of Averis. Sometimes Rambam learns if a person sins so badly, can't have it. So the Rebbe Hashem changed his behavior with the Yad Chazakah. By taking out Yidin with Nisim, Anayich Hashem L'chashot Tzicha Meretz Mitzrayim. Hashem revealed himself through the fact that he controls nature. When we put on our tefillin every morning, we say that we put it on our hand, connected the Yad Chazakah, Hashem put us out of Mitzrayim. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim with miracles. So he changed Kaviyachal, his minag. Rebbe Hashem minag is to go al piteva. Rebbe Hashem doesn't like to change nature. But for Klai Yisrael, to show his love to Klai Yisrael, so we'll realize it's a Ribbono Shel, he took us out with Nisim. That's why we behave different. Here Rabbi said, Nup Shat, and the Kashas in the Teretz. The Kasha was, we're behaving differently. The kids see us, we're behaving differently tonight. So he said, Ribbono Shel also changed his behavior. Ribbono Shel did not run the world al Piteva. He came out of Mitzrayim, he ran this world in ways of miracles. He made miracles. So Rabbi Isai, Baruch Hashem, thank you for your tenacity, for everyone's tenacity. As we mentioned, my wife and I mentioned there of Shabbos, that the Olam is a tremendous chizuk. I always say, the Kehillah. I always tell the Olam, we don't appreciate enough the Kehillah. We don't appreciate it enough. And now that it's taken from where's the Kehillah? Was a kilo. For 10 days, I went to Connecticut. Nobody knew I wasn't there. People say, are you in Connecticut? Are you here? You're on Zoom. I could be on the moon now. It wouldn't make a difference. What happened to the kilo? And right now, I always tell the Olam, Rabbi Sai, we don't appreciate enough the beautiful kilo. And I appreciate it. Through this episode, because the people are just want to know the din, and they want to know the halacha, and everyone wants to know to do it right. And people, someone who's celebrating the Seder alone. People are celebrating the Seder alone with full faith and with simcha almost. I can sense that they're, if this is what the Rebbe Hashem wants on me, that's what I want to do. So, yes. We don't know why. We have no answers. We're not giving, with no one in his right mind that I know of is giving answers why this happened. You know, that's where Lo Machshavos Sai Moshavos. Rebbe Hashem decided to turn over the world. But one thing is for sure, that we learned that he runs the world. And we have to do what we have to do. This year, we have unique Avodas Hashem. It's a unique way. We don't have the Kehillah. The Kehillah was taken away from us. Rabbi Israel, somebody, I had to go into the shul. You walk into the shul, it takes your heart out. You walk into the shul, it's empty. It's a ghost town. This is what the Rebbe Hashem wants. This is the Ratzon Hashem. And we serve Hashem b'simcha. It doesn't say simcha by Pesach, Rabbi Sai, but it's our job to serve in b'simcha. And also, don't forget, Kadesh Urchatz Karpas. Remember, Chaf Reish Pei Samach. Remember, Chaf, your palm to the rush, to the poor person. Peh, with your mouth, Samach. Help them up. Give them encouragement with your mouth, Karpas. and all the beautiful things that we said about the Indian of the Seder. So I want to wish everybody, as I say, thank you for your chizuk, for what I learned from you, because I see that the Olam, each one in their own way, is coping and accepts. Each one accepts if this is what the Rosh Hashanah wants. So we'll make a Seder, we'll do it the way, careful. We will have to follow, obviously, we're following the rules. Until recently, I didn't give in so fast. We were expecting four families, Baruch Hashem, for the Seder. And little by little, they all dropped out. One of my family said that Cholamoid, they want to visit, just to stay outside, just to wave to Bobby and Zaidi, not yours, Herbie, not to Lakewood. The Lakewood Island, they said, Hoover said, she wants to come with the kids and they'll stay outside. We'll just wave to them. They just want to see Bobby and Zaidi. So you should all, Rabbi, say healthy. Everyone should be healthy. And all those that any refuah should have refuahs and yeshuas, especially my Heilige brother, Aaron Avner, Ben Brindel HaLevi. Tremendous Marbitz Taira was always the smarter one. He's always the one, the smart brother. My older brother, Zozai Gesund, a very big role model of mine. And everyone knows people. Understand, you know, there's been Karbonis, and to me, everyone should be b'simcha. It's our avodah before Pesach, and we should be b'simcha. We should remember that the holiday of Pesach is to vanquish the Yetzer. Kadesh Atzmach. That's the holiday of getting rid of the Chametz. Get rid of any Yetzer. Then Koyach, eventually with Matan Torah, you can combine the Yetzer Tov with the Yetzer and serve Hashem that way. Everyone should have a Simchas Yontif, should reach the Madrega in any condition you're in. And you should have Simchas Yontif.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.